With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Cayman Islands Regiment is preparing for a change of command. Here's Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
Governor Jane Owen has confirmed that Lieutenant Colonel Roger Carter will hand over leadership to Lieutenant Colonel Designate Graham Muir next month. The formal handover is set for the 26th of March. Major Muir will be promoted to Lieutenant Colonel by the governor under the Defense Act. Major Muir is originally from Northern Ireland and has served as a training and operations officer since January 2024, bringing more than 20 years military experience. That includes senior roles in the British Army and disaster response planning in UK military headquarters, as well as strong links with the UK Ministry of Defence and other overseas territories regiments. The governor has also paid tribute to outgoing commander Lieutenant Colonel Carter, who retires after 36 years of service and 3 years at the helm of the Cayman Islands Regiment. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Now, in addition to new leadership, the regiment is also potentially getting a new home.
The regiment's been split across three sites with a vehicle park at Fairbanks, with an office block and a separate store. And that's fine in the early stages of development. But very much the plan is now to try and consolidate onto a single site at Northwood.
Former UK Defence Minister and Honorary Colonel of the Cayman Islands Regiment, Major General Mark Lancaster, has been meeting with senior officials and training with the regiment, a trip he makes nearly annually. And on Sunday, he was joined by the governor at what is hoped to be the new site for the uniformed division.
And so we've been out clearing that site, and we will be moving to a temporary location there. But the ultimate plan is to build out that site so that the regiment can have a permanent home strategically located in the right place on the island.
He says it will be a consolidated site that should also be used by partner agencies as well, including Hazard Management Cayman Islands, Director Danny Coleman.
A multi-agency training centre, ideally down the line, would be our pipe dream, but we'd love to see it coming to fruition. Making sure things are fit for purpose and built for purpose is going to be very important.
That discussion was held right here on Radio Cayman's For the Record. And should information about potential conflicts of interest or the private holdings of people in public office be available online? That's one of the questions on the table as the Commission for Standards in Public Life launches a survey to get your feedback on updates and changes to the Standards in Public Life Act.
Cayman already has a strong governance framework in place, but we are committed to strengthen it further by updating the Standards in Public Life Act. To this end, we have appointed former Auditor General Sue Winspear to assist the Commission in delivering these improvements.
Commission Chair Woody Foster says the survey asks if the Register of Interests, currently only viewable by appointment in Georgetown, should be moved online. It also explores mandatory ethics training, the disclosure of personal loans, and whether formal sanctions should be introduced for members of Parliament who break the rules. Mr. Foster says the survey takes less than 15 minutes to complete and will directly shape future legislation on government integrity. You can find the link online at standardsandpubliclifecommission.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Charles Carroll. Ukraine is marking 4 years since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion. In an address, President Zelensky singled out Vladimir Putin as the cause of the war and the obstacle to its end. Russia says the West's support for Kyiv has turned the conflict into a much wider confrontation. Analysis by the BBC shows that more than 200,000 Russian soldiers have died during the war. The data comes from obituaries and other publicly available sources. The actual number of dead is likely to be far higher. Japan has condemned China's decision to impose restrictions on exports to 20 major Japanese companies. A government minister said the move was intolerable. China says the measures aim to curb what it calls Japan's remilitarization and nuclear ambitions. Gunmen in Pakistan have attacked a police van in the city of Kohat, killing at least 5 officers. Kohat is in the northwestern area of Pakistan near the Afghan border. Hong Kong has formally complained to the government of Panama for taking control of 2 ports on the Panama Canal. They had been run by a Hong Kong-based conglomerate for more than 2 decades. Hundreds of Kenyans who say that they were tricked into working in Cambodia are hoping to compel the Kenyan government to bring them home. Lawyers have told the High Court in Nairobi that the group were held in a guarded compound and forced to work long hours. The Dominican Republic says 80% of the electrical system is now working again after a major power cut. The energy minister has said that there will be an investigation into the cause. And the Boston Globe newspaper has announced that it won't go to print for the first time in more than a century due to a huge winter storm. The extreme weather has disrupted large parts of the US East Coast. 600,000 homes and businesses are without power. And that's the latest BBC News.